one little bitch.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tegan and Emmy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government has surpassed $100 million in fees paid out in child abuse claims against the state. The Treasury expects total payments to exceed $170 million by 2025-26, which is the last year that they have provided an estimate cost to taxpayers. The Queensland government has yet to determine its liability regarding native title, and budget documents show that they have, quote, potentially significant liability in respect of compensation.
Queensland Health is reviewing its locked ward policy on all public acute mental health care units from July 1st, 2024. This means staff can choose whether to lock or unlock a ward. Queensland Chief Psychiatrist Brett Emerson said the new policy would reduce tension in the wards and make life easier for staff.
In national news, New South Wales almond industry detected a new varroa mite in hives in the Riverina and Sunraysia. DPI Chief Plant Protection Officer Shane Hetherington says some of the infected hives trace back to the Kempsey region. Almond Board of Australia Chief Executive Tim Jackson says Australia should change the way it tackles varroa by management rather than eradication.
Australian subsidies fossil fuels by $65 billion a year as the government fails to recoup the cost of associated environmental and health from polluters. An International Monetary Fund reported released on Thursday found the current prices set as level do not adequately reflect environmental damages and supply costs. Doctor for the Environment Executive Director Dr. Kate Raleigh said it is hard to pin down comprehensive numbers on air pollution death in Australia.
In international news, American spaceflight company Spin Launch is conducting a study in Western Australia to determine its feasibility for a potential launch site to the stars. The US company is looking around the globe, including two areas off the air highway. The orbital accelerator uses kinetic energy to slingshot rockets into orbit. ANU Astrophysics' Brian Tucker says Australia is a flourishing market for space companies.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly partly cloudy. It's currently 70 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band of 2. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
There she blows! The fa-